thanks for calling Kirk Jewelers. How can I help you?
It's other Bob.
All right, hold on. Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bob?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
How about you? Yeah, my wife should be getting done with everything tomorrow and be back from the hospital, so that'll be good.
Okay, nice.
Finally.
Yeah. She's doing okay?
Yeah, she had, did I tell you she had a gigantic stone in her kidney? She went ahead and blasted. A couple weeks later, got an infection, and then they sent her home after 4 days, and she's got another problem. I took her back in again on Monday, and she's been in there since. And now at least they're planning on doing the laser surgery on it tomorrow, and they'll remove all the left of the particles, and she should be completely done with everything at that point.
Yeah.
But it's been a tough 3 weeks of just a pain in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well. Hopefully she's pain-free and does well.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So calling on the memo that had the 206 cushion and the 190 cushion.
Yeah.
So you billed me for the 206.
Okay.
So now my question is, so if I get the two of them, do I take 30% off just the 190 or both of them?
Well, you might as well take 100% off if you're going to take 30.
No, I don't want to do that to you right now.
Because I got just as much authority to do one as I do the other.
You mean all this time I've been talking to the wrong guy?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. It ain't going to make any difference. Because
oh, man.
The procedures are procedures.
I mean, I was tossing and turning and figured, well, I may as well buy this other one. That deal, how could I turn it down?
Yeah, for 30% off, that would be something. I'd buy
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
To hell,
well, hey.
I don't need it, but I'd buy it anyways.
Right. No, so seriously, you could go ahead and bill me for that one.
Okay, perfect. And did you get the other diamonds?
Got the last one today, yes.
Good.
And again,
good.
They're going to be in tomorrow, so hopefully we'll have some information on that.
Yay. Nice roll you got going here.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Hopefully it'll keep going right through the holidays.
You got it, my friend.
All right. Anything else I can do for you, let me know.
So now if we happen to take all three of them, what can you do on that?
Well, this is a lot more recent. You, is there a chance you can buy all three? Move
no.
all three? Then we might as well do the same deal we did on this one. I like that. Hey, I got to tell you an interesting story. So my wife's in the hospital, and I don't know, do you have any feelings about AI at all? Just curious.
No.
I'm not a big fan.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking to this nurse. She's a RN. She wants to be a nurse practitioner, which is a higher level up, I guess,
from
RN. And she says she's taking classes and everything. We were just talking. And she says that one of the things that she had to do for this class was she had to take a test subject, analyze what's wrong, and write down what the procedure would be for this particular case, how you would handle this, what your steps would be and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then they feed it to AI and see what AI comes back with. Same criteria, same everything, compare the notes one to the other. So she says this is pretty standard practice in medicine now. AI is getting far more involved. So she said my process was spot on, it was right, everything was good, but the AI was more in-depth. It had more details, little things that, that were not necessary but fine-tuned it better. So he said it looked more comprehensive than mine, but I still, aced the test and everything. She says, what's weird is and we're seeing it all the time, is, A, you know, she had to cite all her resources. You know, I got this from, you know, John Hopkins' case, blah, 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 whatever. She says the AI's citations were all made up. It created bullshit citations. I said, really? She says, yeah. She says, we see this all the time. The AI now, and this is medicine, too. This is not like just somebody's college report. It gives made-up sources. It dates, times, who, what, when, where, all. It's made up. It bullshits its way through it. I said, wow, that sounds like the Terminator.
But it's accurate.
The procedure is accurate, and it's right. But it doesn't feel, I guess it feels it doesn't really have to justify its decision because it's good. So instead of actually looking for a justification through citation, it just makes up citations. It came up with the reason for the procedure it did. It just made it up because it probably felt it didn't need to.
Wow.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I said, like I said to her, it sounds like the Terminator. Like this doesn't, it feels it's above it or what? She says, yeah, they're actually analyzing it, trying to figure out why it does it, but it does.
See, I make up shit and they call me an idiot, and you know, here we have AI.
just tell them you're an AI. That's all.
Right. Well, what do you think if I'm AI?
If you're AI, it's acceptable, apparently.
Right, right.
Just making shit up. I had a life.
Weiss, you're an idiot.
Where'd you hear that? I don't know. Heard it on the internet. I think I found it on the internet.
Right.
My favorite is people citing something that they read on the internet. Well, where exactly did you source that? Well, it's on the internet. Is the internet
right? It's got to be true.
It's got to be true. Yes, absolutely. It's just unbelievable. Some of the shit that you see on the internet of things. There's people out there that just prank it all the time. Though I remember seeing one where somebody said something about seeing how high you can throw your phone because it did something good for it or something like that.
Oh,
and
geez.
All these people were responding.
By
throwing their phone up in the air and then not catching it and breaking their phones. And it was like, what the fuck were you trying to do? What made you think that was a good idea? And people would just put it on the internet as a thing to do.
I heard it did something
positive for some reason or other, and it's like, how stupid do you have to be? But apparently the internet's full of stupid people.
You got it, my friend.
All right, well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Yeah,
if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know.
Thanks. Have a good Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Right,
you're going to sell these diamonds over the weekend and ask me how much I get off on them.
You got it, my friend.
All right, we'll see you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.